Well, hello. You're listening to The Jazz Focus, and my name is John Clark. Thank you for joining us. Welcome if it's your first time. We're going to be listening to the music, focusing on the music of the great New Orleans clarinet player, Irving Fazola. He was born Irving Henry Prestopnik in 1912 in New Orleans. He was an interesting guy, to say the least. He certainly had some different personal habits, shall we say. He was early on attracted to jazz. He started on saxophone and then went to clarinet, which was kind of an unusual turn of events. It was often the other way. Good clarinet players, you were usually native clarinet players and then picked up saxophone later on. I don't believe he ever learned to read particularly well, although his stage name, I guess you'd have to call it, Fazola, is taken from fa sol la, a method of reading music. Apparently he did reading jobs in New Orleans, and then when he went to New York in the early or middle 1930s, he played with a succession of big bands. I'm not sure any major jazz player played with more big bands than Irving Fazola did. He started out with Ben Pollack and went to the Bob Crosby Band, where he probably found his greatest fame, and then he played with Claude Thornhill and Horace Height and Glenn Miller for a little while, and Seeger Ellis, all kinds of bands, a lot of those groups. Teddy Powell was another one that utilized his clarinet, but his sojourns in these groups was usually quite short because he was not the easiest person to get along with. He didn't have a lot of interests outside of music and matters of the flesh, and he had gained quite a bit of weight. He was rather huge at one point. There's a story that Al Rose told about presenting him at a jazz concert in the 1940s where he ate so many hamburgers he couldn't get out of his bench that he was in a diner, and they had to remove the bench, Fazola and all, and put it on stage to play the concert until he had finally reduced enough, I guess, to be removed. So an unusual fellow, but with a beautiful clarinet tone. There are not many clarinet sounds that you would hear that are more opulent than Irving Fazola's. In fact, Pete Fountain was a big fan and actually sort of studied his playing, and when Fazola died in 1949, Pete Fountain took over some of his gigs, and the classic Pete Fountain sound is very close to the classic Irving Fazola sound. Fazola was influenced by Leon Rapolo with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, who had a similar sound, although it's hard to tell from the early acoustic recordings, and probably also Harry and Larry Shields, the great white New Orleans clarinet players. In fact, Fazola was a result of the whole white jazz scene in New Orleans in the 1910s and 20s. Papa Julian Lane and the Brunies family and a number of other great players sort of hovered around each other for decades. In the New Orleans jazz revival of the 1940s, most of the press was given to Bunk Johnson and George Lewis and some of the players from the black community and the Creole community who had been around for quite a while, but there was a very active white jazz scene as well with players like Sharky Bonanno, Irving Fazola, later Pete Fountain, Al Hurt, Frank Asunto, George Gerard, people like that. And they played in what really came to be known as Dixieland style. And we're going to be hearing two sessions today that were made under Fazola's name. In fact, these are the only two sessions made under Fazola's name. They were done in New Orleans after he had given up the bright lights of New York and the big bands to come back and play club dates, the Parisian Room and other places for the tourists and so forth. He never seemed to really want for work. He was such a good player. And the bands that he led were very much in the Bob Crosby style, the Bobcats, kind of arranged Dixieland. The first session was done for Keynote Records on October 19th of 1945, very early Keynote date, Irving Fazola's Dixielanders. And in this band, we're going to hear Tony Dalmato on trumpet, Julian Lane on trombone, Irving Fazola on clarinet, Steve Giratano on tenor sax, Pete Loudeman on piano, Bunny Franks on bass, and Charlie Duke on drums. And several of those players came to be known later on for their efforts with the Dukes of Dixieland and other bands as well. We're going to start out our first set with five tunes. There were actually eight tunes made on this date. This was obviously a very rehearsed band that played together quite a bit, and they were very efficient in their use of the recording time. We're going to start out with the Clarinet Marmalade, suitably a feature for Irving Fazola, although he's featured really on every number we're going to hear today. Then a nice kind of medium ballad performance of Someday Sweetheart. Then a tune by, I believe it was Jack Palmer, With You Anywhere You Are, one of those New Orleans tunes that really was just focused on by New Orleans bands. It was just well designed for that style of music and didn't get picked up by other groups too much. Then a slow blues performance called Mostly Faz. That was one title for it. There were other titles as well. It's all Irving Fazola, and you can hear where Pete Fountain got his blues abilities from this recording and this style as well. Then we're going to end up with the Tom Delaney tune, The Jazz Me Blues. So this is Irving Fazola's Dixielanders for Keynote Records, October 19th of 1945. Clarinet Marmalade, Someday Sweetheart, With You Anywhere You Are, Mostly Faz, and The Jazz Me Blues. We'll be right back. I have no idea who did the arrangements that are pretty obvious on some of these tracks, especially that last one, Jazzy Blues, very much, as I said, in the Bob Crosby and the Bobcats vein, but not recorded by them, so interesting. So we heard Irving Fazola's Dixielanders recording for Keynote, October 19th, 1945. Tony D'Almato on trumpet, playing a very traditional New Orleans, straight down the middle, not too high, not too low trumpet. Good solid lead there. Julian Lane, who was also known as Digger, he was a trombone player, very active on the white jazz scene in New Orleans in the 1940s, 50s, and I think in the 60s as well. Irving Fazola, of course, on clarinet. Steve Giratano on tenor sax. I don't know anything else about him. He played in that kind of Eddie Miller style that was favored by the New Orleans musicians playing saxophone. Pete Loudeman on piano. Bunny Franks on bass and Charlie Duke on drums. We started out with Clarinet Marmalade, suitably a feature for Irving Fazola. Fazola started out Someday Sweetheart, a nice sort of walking ballad performance, which also had a nice trumpet solo. Then With You Anywhere You Are, that kind of nice loping tune that New Orleans players recorded or gravitated to, I should say. Then that lovely slow blues, mostly Faz, that started and ended with the leader, had a good trombone and trumpet solo in between. And then that nice rousing version of Jazzy Blues, very arranged there, with the clarinet and the tenor sax doing some nice octaves towards the end. So we're going to finish off that set. We have three more tunes that were done on that day, same band. We're going to hear Fazola's version of Sweet Lorraine, which was Jimmy Noone's theme song. Fazola, somebody once said that you could hear him all the way at the back of the hall, even when he was playing with a big band. He had such a big sound. It sounded like a cannon, I remember somebody said. And the same thing was said of Jimmy Noone. And Fazola, I don't know how aware he was of other clarinet players. He was not what you would call a thinker. And I don't know if he really listened to other things. One of his contemporaries said he probably never listened to a Benny Goodman recording. But you never know. But this is a good tribute, maybe unintentionally, to Jimmy Noone. Then we're going to hear the tune When Your Lover Has Gone, which had some legs to it in the 1940s. It was a good ballad recorded by many great jazz players. And then we're going to finish off that session with The Isle of Capri, which was a big hit record for Wingy Minone in the middle 1930s. We've done a podcast. We've included that with some of Wingy Minone's recordings with various New Orleans musicians in New York. And this is very much a swingy version. It's not a waltz, and it's not the jivey version that Wingy did. It's a straight-ahead jazz tune. Then we're going to jump over and start the next session, which was Irving Fazola and his Dixieland Band recording for RCA Victor about a year later, October 4th of 1946, just short of a year later. Very similar band, Julian Lane on trombone, Fazola on clarinet, Steve Giratano on tenor, Pete Loudeman on piano, Bunny Franks on bass. The change comes in the trumpet and the drums. The drums are played here by Abby Brunies, one of the Brunies clan. He was quite young. He died fairly young as well. I believe his father was Abby Brunies, the cornet player on the Halfway House orchestra sides in the 1920s. And on trumpet here, we have a fellow named Wimpy Miller. Wimpy, W-H-I-M-P-Y, presumably a nickname, I would hope a nickname, derived from the Popeye comics, I suppose. So we're going to do three tunes to round out this set. This was a session that, again, was very efficient. It produced nine tunes rather than the eight of the other one, including one that I don't think was ever released, kind of a throwaway blues tune, which we'll get to at the end of the program. Many of the tunes on this recording were tributes to the original Dixieland Jazz Band, and they were their tunes. And we're going to hear three of them to round out this set. The Mornin' Blues, Satanic Blues, and Fidgety Feet, which originally was known as War Cloud. So those are our six tunes coming up. The 1945 version of the Fazola Band, Sweet Lorraine, When Your Lover Is Gone in the Isle of Capri, and then the 1946 version, which has Mornin' Blues, Satanic Blues, and Fidgety Feet. Thank you. That's some very traditional but swingy Dixieland. We started out with Irving Fazola and his Dixielanders for Keynote in 1945, October 19th of 1945, and we heard some beautiful clarinet playing, especially on the first tune, Sweet Lorraine, which featured him, as well as Steve Giratano on tenor sax. Tony Dalmato was on trumpet. Julian Lane, who I miscredited as being a member of the Papa Jack Lane family, he wasn't. He was another Lane family in New York, or in New Orleans, rather. He's on trombone. Pete Laudeman on piano, Charlie Duke on drums, and Bunny Franks on bass. So in addition to Sweet Lorraine, we heard When Your Lover Has Gone, and a nice bouncy version of The Isle of Capri. Then we moved over about a year, minus a couple of weeks, to October 4th, 1946, and RCA Victor, also recorded in New Orleans. Similar band, Wimpy Miller this time on trumpet, and Abbie Brunies Jr. on drums. His father, as I said, was Abbie Brunies Sr., who had played with the Halfway House Orchestra. It was a very well-known cornet player in New Orleans in the 1920s. And we heard the Mornin' Blues, Satanic Blues, and Fidgety Feet, all of which were written and premiered by the original Dixieland Jazz Band about 25, 26 years earlier. And some really fine trombone by Julian Lane, who I also said was active into the 60s, which would have been a trick because he died in 1957, so he was indeed not. He had played with George Hartman's band, recorded with him. He played with Louis Prima's band. It can be heard, I think, on some air checks from various jazz programs from New Orleans in the 1950s. So now we're going to continue and finish off that set. As I said, that was a very efficiently run recording session for RC Victor with nine tunes being produced, one of which I don't think was released. We're going to start out with a tune that was not, in fact, by the original Dixieland Jazz Band. This was associated with the New Orleans Rhythm Kings, which were active in Chicago in the early 1920s, and this is called the Farewell Blues, credited in equal parts to Elmer Schobel, Paul Marez, and Leon Rapolo, all members of that band. Then we're going to hear three more original Dixieland Jazz Band tunes, The Ostrich Walk, Blue in the Blues, and Sensation. And the shadow of the original Dixieland Jazz Band was very long through New Orleans, especially with the white musicians. They really idolized the players who had gone north to make that big hit in jazz with that group. Nick LaRocca and Eddie Edwards and Larry Shields and Tony Sparrow and Henry Ragus until he passed away early on from the flu pandemic. So after Sensation, we're going to go to that tune that I don't believe was released. It might have been a throwaway tune. It's called Stompin' at the Blue Horseshoe. I believe that was one of the venues they played. It's not really a stompin' tune. It's a slow blues with a lot of feature on some vocal antics by bassist Bunny Franks and Julian Lane. They do some back and forth there and with some nice Fazola clarinet in the middle. Then we're going to end up with one of the great Dixieland standards by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, the original Dixieland One Step. So that will be the balance of our October 1946 session by Irving Fazola and his Dixieland Band. The Farewell Blues, Ostrich Walk, Blue in the Blues, Sensation, Stompin' at the Blue Horseshoe, and the original Dixieland One Step. Thank you.
I've been in Chicago and Kalamazoo.
Man, you sure get around, don't you, my boy? You've been way all around.
I've been to Chicago.
Chicago, too.
I've been to New York and Kalamazoo.
Oh, you sure did you some rambling, man. You look like a rambling wreck. Wreck, that is.
I come back to New Orleans.
Why, my boy? What's the reason?
On account of the Blue Horseshoe.
What an institution, man. What an institution.
My girl's got eyes like a beetle.
Like a beetle, you say?
She's got legs like a frog.
Like a frog? You mean a big bullfrog, a leap frog, or a rain frog?
She's got eyes like a beetle.
Mm-hmm, like a beetle.
She's got legs like a big old frog.
Oh, you mean one of them swamp frogs from Louisiana, Louisiana jumping frog.
But when she starts loving...
And then what you do, my boy? What do you ask of her?
I just gotta holler, ooh, hot dog.
Boy, 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 hot dog.
There were two dogs.
Two dogs?
And these two dogs were sitting in the sand.
In the sand, uh-huh. What kind of dogs, my boy?
A big collie and a little poodle.
Uh-huh.
These two dogs.
Uh-huh. The big, the short, and the long of it.
They were sitting... In the sand.
What they were doing, digging foxholes, my boy?
At foxhole, they were digging.
Foxhole, that is.
The big dog barked.
Uh-huh, and what happened to the little dog?
And the little dog cut out.
You mean he ran?
He cut
oh,
out.
Boy. Thank you.
So that is the sum total of the recordings by the band that Irving Fasolo is leading in New Orleans in 1945-46. He continued leading some version of this band up until about 1949. He died in March, right after the Mardi Gras celebrations. Again, he was only about 36, 37 years old at the time, just short of his 37th birthday. But he did not take care of himself, and he certainly lived life to the fullest in his own way and left a lot of great music. We started that set with Farewell Blues, the New Orleans Rhythm Kings tune, then went to three original Dixieland Jazz Band tunes, The Ostrich Walk, Blue in the Blues, and Sensation, followed by Stompin' at the Blue Horseshoe, that bluesy performance featuring a jivey vocal by Bunny Franks and Julian Lane. Good trombone solo in there, too. And then ended up with the original Dixieland One Step, again featuring Irving Fasolo all the way through. Also had a nice bass solo on Blue in the Blues, which was a little unusual, and some good piano on that tune and Ostrich Walk. The piano was played by Pete Loudeman, the bass by Bunny Franks, Abby Brunies Jr. on drums, Steve Giurtano on tenor, Irving Fasolo on clarinet, Julian Lane on trombone, and Wimpy Miller on trumpet. Very fine band there. And that is Irving Fasolo for you in a nutshell. We're going to be doing another program at some point coming up on Irving Fasolo and his recordings with Bob Crosby and maybe some of the big bands as well, but this is definitely some of his best playing on record. So thank you very much. Hope you've enjoyed this program. You've been listening to The Jazz Focus. My name is John Clark, and we are happy to present some highways and byways of jazz to you. And if you'd like to become a member of the family and support us in our efforts, we would appreciate that. If you care to make a single donation or a sustaining membership donation, that would be great. Check out the button on your browser wherever it is. So thank you very much, and I'll see you on the other side.